From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. There are lots of good reasons for people to lose weight and stop smoking, but saving money on lifetime health care costs isn't one of them. At least that's according to a study out of the Netherlands. The researchers found that healthy people cost governments more in the long run because they live longer, an average of 4.5 years longer than people who are obese, and 7 years longer than smokers. A little counterintuitive, maybe, that a healthy life costs more in terms of health care. So we called economist Peter van Baal and asked him to explain. He led the study for the Dutch National Institute for Public Health and the Environment.
Well, we found that indeed obesity prevention would result in additional healthcare costs. So initial cost savings in the short run are offset by additional healthcare costs in the long run because of life years gained.
What are the health costs related to that? How would that add up to be so much more expensive?
Actually, drivers of the additional cost are especially cost of nursing homes, for instance, because at really old age, the nursing home costs, yeah, they really are very high. So about 10,000 euros on average per year are spent on a healthy living person at this age.
So the nursing home care would be the main factor
that
driving
up the
cost.
That would be a main driver, yes.
You know, there does seem to be something a little ghoulish about this economic equation. I mean, you're basically saying that people who are obese or are smokers end up being cheaper in terms of health care costs because they die sooner.
Well, it's only at the cost side. If you think that health is valuable itself, and I think that is the fact, then maybe it could still be a positive balance.
There would be other economic costs, wouldn't there, that may not be health care costs in particular, but if you are obese or a smoker, you might, for example, have reduced productivity on the job, and that would be something else to factor in, no?
Very important, but it was beyond the scope of this study, but it certainly will be a topic of future research.
Do you think that the findings that you came up with there in the Netherlands would apply to smokers or obese people here in the United States?
Well, I think you cannot take the exact numbers and apply them to the U.S. healthcare system, but I think the general result is that if you want to look at costs that are associated with obesity or smoking, then it would be good to not only focus on the current health expenditure, but also focus on future health expenditure. And if you do that, then you should take into account that smokers and obese people die earlier. So if you do a bookkeeping exercise, you should do it properly. That's, I think, the main message.
Beyond a bookkeeping exercise, is there a broader lesson, do you think, from these conclusions that it will cost more to take care of healthy people over the long run?
No, I think the general lesson is that prevention is very good, prevention of obesity and things like smoking cessation, but you should do them for the right reasons. If you think that prevention will only result in cost savings, I think you're doing it for the wrong reason. You should only consider prevention if you think that's value for money.
If it's value for money, not the money itself.
Exactly.
So you're saying that it may not save you money in terms of health care costs for people to stop smoking or to lose weight, but that in the long run there will be other savings that are valuable.
Exactly.
Well, Mr. van Baal, thanks very much for talking to us.
Okay, no problem.
Peter van Baal is the lead author of the study Lifetime Medical Costs of Obesity, Prevention, No Cure for Increasing Health Expenditure. It was published in the journal Public Library of Science Medicine.